As of today, members of the Massachusetts National Guard are driving school buses in Lawrence and Lynn. This after Governor Charlie Baker activated the Guard Monday to help with shortages in Chelsea, Lawrence, Lowell, and Lynn. Since then, Worcester, Woburn, Quincy, and Revere have also signed up. About 120 Guard members have trained and received their licenses, mostly to drive the special 7D school bus transport, well, they're really vans, vehicles that take students with a variety of special needs to school. So how did we get here? We welcome Superintendent Almi Abeda of Chelsea Public Schools and Drew Damian, Director of Transportation and Facility Rental at Palmer Public Schools. He's also the president of the Massachusetts Association of Pupil Transportation. Superintendent Abeda, welcome back.
Thank you. It's always nice to be here.
It's good to have you. And Drew, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Good afternoon.
So, Superintendent Abeda, I'm going to start with you. Take us to the moment when you heard that the governor was going to bring up the National Guard to drive school buses. What did you think, and how quickly did you sign on?
Well, I received a call actually just, it was last week. So everything has been moving very fast. And so when I received the call, hey, would you be interested in this? And I had no idea what my other colleagues, superintendent colleagues, were doing. But when I heard it, I'm receiving phone calls over here at central office. Our buses are running late. Parents are upset because whatever reason. And I was like, absolutely, sign me up. So I was excited just to get any help that I could get. So we're just very grateful for the commissioner and our governor for thinking out of the box and being creative and finding a solution to help us.
So, Drew, there's like two questions I want to ask you at once. I think I'll ask because of what the superintendent just said, thinking outside of the box. I admit, when I first heard it, I thought, wow, that cannot be typical to have National Guards people driving school buses. Am I wrong, or is this pretty out of the box?
This is pretty outside the box. Actually, we, you know, around the state, when this first was announced, a lot of eyebrows did go up in the air. But one of the things that I like to say as I represent the districts in MAPT is we need to think outside the box, and we need to think with the glass half full. The National Guard has a reputation for working with civilians very successfully across a broad range of areas and professional jobs. And so we thought to ourselves, what a great idea to have something like this come along and present an opportunity to make it work. And I'd also like to say, you know, thank you to the governor and the commissioner, but also to the Registry of Motor Vehicles, who stepped up quite quickly to make it possible to get these folks the basic training that they would need to get behind the wheel and work with these children that, as you mentioned earlier, are most critical in need for whatever reason, whether they be a special education student on the educational side or whether they are homeless or unable to access school for some other reason and fall into a catchment where we transport these students sometimes great distances back and forth between their schools and their current placements.
So, Superintendent Abeda, and Drew, I'm going to ask you the same question in a minute. From your perspective, how did we get here?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I do believe a lot of it has to do with COVID. There's certainly, I'm assuming there's certainly some fear out there. You're on a bus, it's small, enclosed. It could be, you know, I know the windows have to be open, but if you're immunocompromised or you have a family member that might be, and maybe you're closer to retirement, and you might just say, you know what, it's time for me to retire. Maybe I don't want to, I'm not up for this right now. And so I do think that we have to think about that. And so COVID has brought a lot of challenges in many areas, not just transportation. And so this is just one little sliver that we're addressing, but there were other complications, as you know, with getting school started, and there's just so much that's been impacted as a result of COVID.
I appreciate that. Drew, my understanding is COVID is a lot, but it's not the only thing. Some of this was coming beforehand as well.
Absolutely. So we have had school bus driver shortages from the Atlantic to the Pacific intermittently and ongoing at different rates for a long time. As the superintendent mentioned, and it's very important to remember, I think COVID was the last ingredient in what was brewing to be a perfect storm for a long time. And she's very astute in mentioning that, you know, a lot of these folks were very close to retirement. School bus driving is inherently a part-time job. So a lot of people are not doing this as a career move. They're doing it to, I'm not saying there aren't those that do, but, you know, people do this to augment income, to do something in retirement, to, you know, it's a great stay-at-home mom job. You're driving when the kids are out. You're home with them when they're home. But what happened was, across the board, all of these things started to catch up. And when COVID came, and now you have parents that are worried about children, you have elderly folks that are worried about themselves, younger people who are worried about the elderly folks. It was a part-time status job. The responsibilities are unbelievable. I'm not saying the rewards aren't great, but it all came together, I think, and this caused what I think right now is a cataclysmic shortage of people to transport our students back and forth to school. There are across the country stories of school districts that have to put off start times and all sorts of things. So, yeah, it's here.
So, Superintendent, now let's talk about the kids a little bit. Most of the National Guard members will be driving 7D, they're sort of transport vehicles. Mm-hmm. You know, Drew pointed out at the top.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. These are special needs kids. Talk about what safety training the National Guard drivers will receive around care and attention to the young people, how safe you feel for parents, what messages you're delivering to families, et cetera.
Yeah, the National Guard is receiving the exact same training that any school bus or school driver would receive. And so whatever is the protocol that, for instance, we use NRT transportation, and so whatever NRT is training them on the same protocols that our regular bus drivers would receive, I feel very safe and comfortable. And I don't have any reservations.
And what are you hearing from families?
What we're hearing from families is that they're, you know, obviously relieved that kids will get picked up on time and be taken to their schools. And some of the schools for us with the door-to-door transportation, they're outside of Chelsea. And so this is actually a huge relief for many of our families that transportation will be running on time and that their students will get there to schools on time.
So, Drew, I'm kind of trying to figure out how to feel about this. On the one hand, I'm wondering, should I feel particularly heartbroken because the shortage is for drivers of buses for kids who have special needs? Or should I feel particularly encouraged that the top priority was to provide drivers for buses that support kids who have special needs? Do you understand my question?
Absolutely. I'm as I said before, looking at the glass as half full. I think that the opportunity that has been placed before us now is an opportunity for us to resume our trip to normalcy. We are now going to be able to say to families, as the superintendent said, who are concerned about getting their children to school and getting their children to school on time, we can now say we are providing a service. And I truly believe, knowing the Registry of Motor Vehicles staff myself and how they do their training, knowing how companies in this Commonwealth, including NRT, do their training, that we are in good hands. I think what's going to come of this is, besides the fact that we are going to be able to get some kids to school that would otherwise have to suffer with either no transportation or late or inefficient transportation, I think what's going to happen is we're going to create new relationships, and we are going to create a newfound importance in doing the job of getting kids to and from school every day. I think people now will understand that school day is, in fact, from the time the child boards the bus until the time the child gets home. It's all part of the successful school day.
We are talking to Drew Damian, who is president of the Massachusetts Association of Pupil Transportation and Superintendent Almi Abeda of the Chelsea Public Schools. So, Superintendent Abeda, now, when will there be regular drivers, for lack of a better phrase, back in those buses? Is there an end game here or an end point here?
There is. We have signed an agreement, and basically what we're saying is it's until December. And so hopefully that gives us enough time, our NRT, enough time to recruit drivers, and hopefully this will be just the gap, the amount of time that we need. I imagine that if not, then we can reassess.
And, Drew, how are the everyday drivers, the people who've been driving all along, handling this, reacting to it? Do they take on extra responsibilities? How are they feeling about it? What are you hearing?
So, drivers across the state are, like everyone, a little bit surprised at the action. However, again, they applaud moving children safely and efficiently to school. So they're looking for this to be a help. And I know, to feed off of what the superintendent just mentioned, that across the state we're going to be seeing some pretty big outlays of time and funding to recruit drivers going forward.
And what's the long game here, Drew? How do we get ourselves out of this situation permanently?
Well, I think that we're going to have to be very creative. And one of the things that we have to do is, as I said, recruit people into the programs, get them in, and it may take some pretty Herculean efforts. We may have to look at benefit packages and pay packages, especially as we look at the overall effect of people who are working and who are not working during the COVID pandemic. We have to look at things totally differently than we ever did before. But I think we're up to it. I think Massachusetts is resilient, we're strong, and I think we'll be one of the states to emerge first, as we always have in school bus transportation. We have one of the best programs in the country.
And Superintendent Abeda, who's the kid, the family, that you're picturing in the back of your head, that you thought about when you found out, thank goodness we're going to have some help here?
Well, I thought of our families and most of our students who haven't been in school. A lot of our students with special needs opted to stay home for the entire year during last year. So I was thinking our schools are open. We have to get students to school. It's important, and it's an emergency. And so we work so hard to bring our students back with COVID mitigation strategies. We finally are in school, and I want every student to be in school. And I want every student to get picked up on time and delivered to school on time. And I think that's so important. And that bus ride is important. It's important for our families. It's important for our students. And so some of the superintendents that I've talked to, like my superintendent colleague in Lowell, I texted him. I said, I guess we're thinking out of the box too. And he's like, at all costs. And that's how we feel about it, at all costs. And we do whatever we can to make sure that our students receive the services that they need.
All right. That is Superintendent Almi Abeda of Chelsea Public Schools. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Drew Damian, Director of Transportation and Facility Rental at Palmer Public Schools and President of the Massachusetts Association of Pupil Transportation. Drew, thanks to you, too.
Thanks so much.